this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post has reported a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The Pentagon says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. And opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one half of all Americans. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, the FSB, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. White House spokesman Sean Spicer emphasized that the move does not mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis spoke alongside South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn at the start of his first overseas trip as Pentagon chief. This is VOA News. The United States and Mexico are both denying that U.S. President Donald Trump said he was ready to send American troops into Mexico. The Associated Press and a Mexican journalist in Washington had reported that Mr. Trump told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto during a phone call last week that he would deploy U.S. forces to deal with what he called the bad hombres down there unless Mexico did more to control them. The New York Times said the senior administration official told the newspaper Wednesday night Mr. Trump's comments were made in jest and represented a standing offer to aid Mexico in fighting drug gangs and controlling the border. President Trump said Thursday terrorism is a fundamental threat to religious freedom and reiterated his campaign promise to put an end to it. Speaking at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, Mr. Trump said terrorism must and will be stopped.
So I want to express clearly today to the American people that my administration will do everything in its power to defend and protect religious liberty in our land.
Mr. Trump also promised to eliminate a law that bars tax-exempt churches from political activity. Here's the latest on the confirmation process to fill President Trump's cabinet. A U.S. Senate committee voting with only Republicans present has voted to send to the full Senate the nomination of Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Congressman Mick Mulvaney moved closer Thursday to confirmation as White House budget director. Two committees approved his nomination by votes along party lines. New Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to employees for the first time Thursday, saying he will adopt principles of accountability, honesty, and respect to ensure the agency operates in the most productive and most efficient way possible.
I know this was a hotly contested election, and we do not all feel the same way about the outcome. Each of us is entitled to the expression of our political beliefs, but we cannot let our personal convictions overwhelm our ability to work as one team.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Donald Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from seven countries. A Pentagon spokesman is denying reports that U.S. warships have fired cannons and rockets at al-Qaeda militants in Yemen's southern coastal area. Yemeni officials say the attacks have been going on for 5 days. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian troops were killed overnight. 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. There were reports that the sound of shelling could be heard from the direction of the town of Agvika. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best.